It is on.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
The first day of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump began today. Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff started off the hearing with a central question. Did President Trump withhold military aid from Ukraine to force an investigation into his political rival Joe Biden?
Is this what Americans should now expect from their president? If this is not impeachable conduct, what is?
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Devin Nunes called the hearing a theatrical performance.
It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel.
Nunes was addressing the two witnesses before the House today, Bill Taylor, the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, a senior State Department official in charge of Ukraine policy. Before the witnesses could be heard, Republican Jim Jordan interrupted Chairman Schiff and asked for the whistleblower's identity. The whistleblower, of course, being the person who first brought the phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president to light. Here's Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, do you anticipate when we would vote on
that? What purpose does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
Schiff said he does not know the identity of the whistleblower and was determined to protect their identity. As for the testimonies, Ambassador Taylor had some strong words about withholding aid money from Ukraine in exchange for political favors.
As the committee is aware, I wrote that withholding security assistance in exchange for help with a domestic political campaign in the United States would be crazy. I believed that then, and I believe it now.
Taylor went on to mention how unusual communication had been between the White House and Kyiv.
I found a confusing and unusual arrangement for making U.S. policy toward Ukraine. There appeared to be two channels of U.S. policymaking and implementation, one regular and one highly irregular.